The story about the encounter between a grammarian and a boatman. Once a grammarian stepped into a boat and turned towards the oarsman just to gloat. "Have you learned any grammar?" He said, "No." "Then half your life's been wasted just to row." Although this made the oarsman burn with pain, from answering back he opted to refrain. Wind steered the boat towards a whirlpool there. The oarsman shouted to him once aware. "Have you learnt how to swim and keep afloat?" "I've never learned, skilled captain of my boat." "Grammarian, your whole life has been in vain. We're sinking fast. What good now is your brain?" Not grammar, but effacement's needed here. If self-effaced, dive in and have no fear. While corpses can float on a stormy sea, how can the living find security? When you have died to human qualities, you'll be borne by the sea of mysteries. He who called others donkey pays the price. He's now left skidding like an ass on ice. Even if you're the scholar of the age, observe the passing of this world, deep sage. We've silenced the grammarian in narration to teach the grammar of annihilation. The law of law and grammar that's most pure, you'll find through being less, of this be sure. The jug of water is our knowledge, while the caliphs is the Tigris and the Nile. We're taking our own jugs of water there. We're donkeys, even if we're unaware. The Bedouin had an excuse and cause, not knowing back home what the Tigris was. If he had known the Tigris like those near, he wouldn't then have carried his jug here. If of the river Tigris he had known, he would have slammed the jug upon a stone.